It is good that we are here this morning, gathered together both in physical assembly or those joining us by the miracle of live stream. And we thank God for each other, and we pray for each other and their well-being. First, in regards to today's first reading, we're continuing these days our reading of the letter to the Hebrews, the great letter of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. We have an important consideration for ourselves, too. The primary function of a priest is to intercede on behalf of his people, to offer sacrifice on behalf of his people. The offerings that you make at Eucharist, especially the individual offerings that you and I bring, it is the priest's role to unite them into the one offering of the church for the sake of the church that is given Christ in return. The word priest, originally from the Greek, then through the Latin to our own English, of course, the word priest meant bridge, the bridge that divides and breaks the divide between two opposites, if you will. And the bridge that is the priest is the one who bridges, if you will, that on one side, which is the church, not us necessarily as individuals, which always functioning as the church and the Lord God as Trinity. See, two communities that are brought together. Now, it was necessary for the priest to be able to share in some way on each side to bridge them together. So the sharing on each side was, on the one side, the priest was a man like all of the other men and women of the Jewish community. But on the other side, he had been appointed by God through the Mosaic law to the task. So the appointment and the people bridged together his intercession and offering of sacrifice. But what today's reading says is that Jesus, as the high priest, is bridged not simply because he was appointed by Mosaic law, no, he can bridge both sides because he is truly man and truly God, not just designated by God to be a priest, but as priest is God. So he can share both, and in sharing both, can bridge both. So he doesn't become a priest because Moses prescribed it. He is priest in his very nature and shares his priesthood through his incarnation with us. So what we bring as church is our priesthood to the high priest. The high priest takes that to the Father. The Father gives it back to us as prayer answered, as grace received, as gospel heard, as sacrament administered, as poor being served. It's wonderful to think this all through. We're all priests in virtue of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. An example of that offering, even of our very lives, is today's feast day of Saint Agnes, one of the most popular martyrs of the Roman Church, especially in the early and in the Middle Ages of the Church. There is great history that this woman actually existed. She probably lived from the years 292 to 305. It has had that she was 12 or 13 when she was martyred. She had pledged her life to Christ. She was born of a very, very wealthy Roman Christian family. She had pledged her life to Christ even as a young girl. But when she reached puberty, and therefore of marital age, many young suitors came looking for her hand and for her dowry in marriage. But she rejected them all, including, it is said, the son of the emperor. Well, the emperor apparently was not very happy with the rejection of his son by this beautiful, wealthy Christian girl. So he required her to marry him, but she refused. So as punishment, he required her to become a Vestal Virgin, which she refused because she was a Christian. And so the king, in his rage, in the end, martyred her, only 13 years of age. Tradition has it that she was burned at the stake, but history has revealed that she was executed according to a traditional Roman form of execution, stabbing in the neck. And so she becomes a patron for all our young people, our preteens, our teenagers, all those on the verge of their adulthood, and that we pray through her intercession for them all, that we will only desire to serve Christ, to be loved by Christ, to love Christ, and that in all of our relationships they be for the sake of our union with Christ, who intercedes for us as priest at God's right. God bless.